Remember, your spirit is made for the word of God. The more of the word that you speak, causes things will happen spiritually for you. That's why I'm recommending you to God's words. There is power in the word of God. It's a requirement for you to meditate. The evidence of your Christianity is the amount of word in you. What proves that you are a Christian? You are a person full of faith. The devil is not afraid of your shoes. The devil is not afraid of your lip gloss. He's not afraid of your hairstyle. He's afraid of what is inside of you.
You're listening to the Faith Alive broadcast with Pastor Daniel Hammond, Deputy General Overseer of the Tabernacle Worship Center. And now, to today's message.
You cannot be a Christian without the evidence of God's nature in you. In John chapter 3 verse 16, God gave up His only Son for us because of love. Join Reverend Daniel in his series, Love. Stay tuned.
I remember Paul said something, he said, oh, no man, nothing but your love. Can you imagine? He said, don't owe anyone, that owe the person your love. It means that you must make sure that as for love, you express it to everybody. Do you understand the message?
Yes.
Let's go to John chapter 15 from verse 1, please.
John chapter 15 from verse 1.
Please read it, please. Thank you, Jesus.
John chapter 15 from verse 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman.
Yeah.
Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth much fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which
I have spoken. He said, come up. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, it taketh away. It means that branch was attached. But at a certain point, it was detached. It ceased to receive nutrients from the ground. It means that the branch used to be very effective. But the branch was being wasted. It was a waste because whatever I'm giving to you, I'm supplying to you, you are not using it. So I have to detach you.
So that
every branch in me, the person is in him. That beareth not fruit. Many times we think that the bearing of fruit is about working in the church. But I want you to understand something from today. The church, when you say church, we are the body of Christ. The work we are supposed to do here is to advance the kingdom of God. So the church is not only coming to church on Sunday.
It's
how our life is influencing people around us.
Amen. To let them see that
where we are coming from. Do you understand what I just said? And one of the things I believe the church has missed, I've seen it. The charismatic movement, the spirits, the charismatic movement,
there
was a dispensation where the charismatic was powerful, like Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues, all those things, power, faith, it gave a lot of, in quote, it brought other things. It made the devil also bring other things which can also be imitated. Holy Ghost, I'm speaking for my spirit. Mm. I'm speaking for my spirit.
Amen.
I'm going to say it's coming from my spirit. I want to say
amen.
So because of that, You see, Christians, to see a Christian, that a Christian is powerful, is a man who speaks powerful tongues, and a man who looks like he has a lot of knowledge of God's word. And that's what we normally associate to or even aspire
to.
Holy Ghost, help me. And you see a lot of young guys coming up and
the ambition
is to show power.
So men
to see their
powerful.
They want to be famous. They want to be great. They want to be big time. Because they have seen people exhibiting certain things. And such young people, because of this thing, they begin to consult certain mediums. And they call themselves pastors. Because they are doing the same thing. They are also using certain things to also do.
So the imitation is easy.
So you see a man of God who is maybe occultic, but he can also speak in tongues because you can't tell the difference. Do you understand the message I'm preaching? So it can be imitated. Prophecy is being imitated. Are you listening to what I'm saying? I'm bringing you to a certain level. Because are you sure you're here?
Amen.
So one of the things that has not been really communicated to the church, the simplicity of our work with God. And yet that is the most powerful. And you see that because of that, the intentions of men and the motives of men, when they start well, very soon they are taken away. But when they are taken away, the gift is still there, but they have been taken away. And man
said,
God, I cursed devils in your name. He said, I don't know you.
Me tutu ahumoni wo di mwansho si minimu. Amen.
Do you understand the message I'm preaching? I raised churches here, I don't know you. There's a reason why I say that.
Si asafo si minimu.
Because you can get to a point in your ministry or a Christian that you have walked out of grace.
Now we're free.
And I explain what grace means.
When
I spoke about how do you work out of grace, you walk out of love. How simple this is. It has not been really stressed in the church. Where do you hear people talking about love as if it is everything? No.
You
are talking more of receive, take it.
Five ways to get this.
The pivot, the real, the foundation of Christianity is on sacrifice. The sacrifice is not for you. The sacrifice is for your brother.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus. So you see a lot of Christians today, they are working for themselves. I'm
going
to show you this. Let's go. Now at least you understand the introduction.
Mm-hmm.
So now let's move to the content.
Amen.
So I can prove to you what I'm talking about.
Amen.
When we read John was by revelation, was speaking by the Spirit. This was after Jesus has gone back. But Jesus started saying certain things concerning that revelation even before he died. Let's look at the scriptures and let's understand what he's trying to say. Continue.
Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me.
Abide in me.
And I in you.
So he said, abide in me. So there's a way that
He can be in you, but you are not in him.
It means
that you have not been totally immersed in him.
So
Christ in you, the hope of glory, right?
But are you in Christ?
Holy Ghost, help me to explain this.
Amen.
You know, the spirit man and the Lord is one. But there are other men that must also be in the Lord. I mean that the man who is three, there must all the three men must be in him. So as the spirit man, as the Lord,
the
soul must come into the Lord. Where the Lord will influence now your character.
Amen.
Will influence your emotions. Will influence the way you think. Do you understand the message I'm preaching? So when you say abide in me and act in me.
It
means Jesus can be you, but you are not in him.
It means
that you are not totally committed. Because what Jesus do, you will not be able to do it. Because you are not yet in him. I don't know whether you understand what I just
Amen.
Said. Are you sure you are here? Are you getting what I'm saying? No, do you understand me?
Amen.
Are you here? Yes. Holy Ghost, help me. Holy Ghost, help me. So he said, abide in me and what? I in you. Now let's go on.
As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me.
He said, now he's talking about now the branch must abide in who?
Say abide no, it's a otari
driano. So it's possible that I am in you, but you are not in me.
Say bet me abase mi wo umu, nansu udiye unni mi mu.
I'm reading again.
Amen.
Except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. So it means that the connection
is very important.
And what is he talking about you abiding in him? Please, let's continue reading quickly.
I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit.
This is what you must appreciate. The fruits can only come forth if he's in you and what? You are in him. Who knows why? Because you'll be lost. No. You will be lost. And it will only be him.
Amen.
You don't understand what I just said.
Yeah.
You will not know you. Your character. Your lifestyle. It will be him.
Amen.
So there'll be no differentiation
between him
and you.
And the
so your fruit is guaranteed.
But
when you are not in him, it can easily happen that the more he's giving you life, the more you are walking away from him, there will be no need again. You have to be taken away. And you see that in the church of God today, The emphasis has been shifted from us abiding in him. Why? It's because we have become so carnal. We have become so fleshly. And you know why many times we struggle even doing work of God?
If
the Lord is actually, there's no difference. You'll be surprised. His influence on you is like, you know why? When you are drunk, you know what happens when you are drunk? Who is in control? It's the wine. Can you imagine that it's the same way when you are drunk with God? You are drunk with God. Your mind doesn't work. His mind is not working. You don't understand. Everything you do, it is Him who is working. There's no way the word can contain you.
Amen.
Who understands what I just said?
Amen.
Are you sure you are here? Okay, so let's come. So that's why you bear fruit. Because it's the one, is that everything that you have is the one who's supplying it. And it will not, you see, this one bears fruit. When a man is bearing fruit, can't you see it? It's an evidence. You can see the evidence. So when you are not seeing evidence on your life, in a certain sense, you have to press, but come to church every day. I do the same prayers. I pray like everybody. I have faith like no man. I believe God. But why is that I'm not seeing something? Are you here? Are you sure you are here? Is it not really? Is it for without me you can what? Do nothing. Continue.
If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered.
Remember the last time we saw that you are salt of the world, the light of the world. So if you lose your saltiness, what's your use? So and your use as a child of God. It's so simple, but many Christians have not seen it yet. You see, we didn't really understand the simplicity of the gospel. That's how many people in the church, if you don't take care, there are people who are going in the same direction because you are thinking of your own. That's why you are where you are. That's where you are. One time, a man of God asked me that, when there's a trouble in the house, if you have issue with money, what will you do? Does it make sense? Those who don't understand this thing, those who are self, the way we behave, be very different. A lot of people in church today, they are far from grace. Because they are not in Him. Is it He that will save his life? He that will lose his life for what? How many Christians have got that understanding? And that they are able to die daily because of Jesus. Dying daily means that you are always sacrificing. You are always putting Him first. You are always putting others first. You don't think God will manifest around you. That's the mistake we are doing today. And that's why we don't have faith. Here it was.
Amen.
If he keep my commandment, he shall abide in my love. So what is commandment? What command is talking about? Even as I have kept my father's commandment and abide in his love. So what commandment did Jesus do? Greater love had no man than this. What was the commandment he came to do? He gave his life for another.
Amen.
The reason why you are fighting with your husband is because you don't have love. I'm telling you truthfully.
Amen.
You know why? Love doesn't mind if you maltreat him or her. Love has the ability to look away and understand where you are coming from. And still forgive. Because love can see through the eyes of the one who loves.
Amen.
When we submit ourselves to the Holy Ghost, and it begins to teach us things, some of you here, you'll be surprised how far you go in life. See, when you are in love, you know when you are out of love. You will know. When you are not walking in love, you create troubles for yourself.
Amen.
The love is humble. What it means that love doesn't mind to be the one to look foolish.
There
are some men in the church today, they can't say sorry to their wives. When they are wrong. And you call yourself a child of God. You call yourself a Christian. And you come and speak in tongues here. You are a joker. You are a joker. You can't say sorry to your wife.
Hey!
Then what type of love is this?
And you're not obeying me.
And this is funny, but it's the worldliness
has sort of
blurring our eyes from the real issues. Something as simple as sorry. You can't tell me that you are in God and you can't say sorry.
Please.
That's why your faith is not working. I'm showing you where your problem is. That's why your faith is not working. Jesus. When you confess to the woman that I'll love you.
As Christ loved the church.
You have forgotten that scripture. How many times do we tell Christ that forgive me?
And praying, I catch Christ to say, me.
So you can't forgive your wife.
And so they don't to me fire in the chair.
The prodigal son. The father ran to him. He didn't wait for the.
If
you want to be like God, or you are God, he said you are God. You have the nature of God. You should be the one to run to your enemies.
Amen.
You don't like what I said.
When I tell they be out through me, kako wa tongue for her.
You see, and that, and you see, and when we don't get to that level,
now say to me, do something pension now.
We can't manifest God in a certain fullness.
Yeah, to me, nanya miyedi ewo ni mutiemu.
Because the same person who tells God, God, forgive me.
Ni pakona de bi oje ni ameni mi se ofache me mi pakona.
The same person is wishing evil for somebody. Is wishing evil for somebody.
Oh, no,
the person who wants by is in the person's head. Is the person. And God sees that. That thing will never work faith for you. It's a spiritual thing. It's a faith worked by love. So how can you have, say you have faith,
and then
you don't have love?
It
means that your love that is not love.
Because
it shows that your faith is not working. And the proof that I can tell why your faith is not working is because there's no love there. There's no love there. If you keep my commandment, you shall abide in my love. Even as I have kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love. So Jesus, if he hadn't kept God's commandment, he would not be
alive.
So what is he talking about? Let's understand what he's talking about. Calm down. Calm down. How about say flow.
Flow.
Thank you. Read it.
These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full.
So it means that this thing is talking about, that's the only way you can have joy. And your joy can be full. This is the only way. Then you start explaining what is coming.
So, this is my commandment.
Now you see.
Amen.
This thing, you see, this one thing. We hardly see this in the church. But we see healing. We see miracles.
We see
Holy Ghost moving. And we hardly see this one.
And so where do you
and say this is what you will do that your fruits. That's why somebody in church can be healed today and can go to hell tomorrow. Wasn't Muslim getting healed at crusades and they are not yet confessed Jesus? So why are you talking about healing here? Is that you don't get the message I preach? Is it that the world will know you by your healing?
No.
Are How would the world know you?
But
your love. That's what Jesus said. Do you like the message I'm preaching?
Yeah. Amen.
Let's say you're a mother.
You
know, you can be a mother and you can have mother love, but you may not have agape. You know what? The care that animals have for them is the same care that you have. You don't like what I said.
Send your moa, me ama form on the bedroom, mama.
But that's not the God kind of love.
And so I know nye nyami mu dono debi.
No. Do you understand what I'm saying? Your father.
Uyeja.
But you may not have the agape.
And so be now
you only have the one that animals have.
Nye moa wano enu bi na wo.
Do you understand what I just said? But if you have the love of God, you will treat your family very differently.
Amen. Some of
the way you shout on your children,
even
you insult them.
Are
you sure you are a Christian?
Are you sure
you're a Christian?
You
handle your child like whatever. If God treated that, would you like it? People don't know how powerful love is.
Because
the love of God leads men to repentance. Listen, love can cause somebody to change. If what you have as a parent is the one animals have, you can't change your child.
What
you have is God's
own. Easily
change.
And
these are the problems that many of us we have.
Now, when you how are you moving?
That's why we don't have the faith necessary to move certain things in our life.
And since I need GDA, I bet media Kenya, we are maybe a problem.
The man you married is a mistake.
You
say it's a mistake.
If
you have love in you.
And so odo wo mu a
it won't be a mistake.
And to me nye informso. Amen. Eya ye pe
no pre. How difficult you are.
When you said you was my
devil. While we yet sinners.
Ko se mra ye da so ya de
for. So Christ didn't love us when we are good.
Yes, one
of God doesn't love when you are good.
Amen.
So if you are Christian and you have the agape, you won't complain about a mistake.
There be. Amen.
So this is my commandment.
When
that you love one another. As I have loved you. Jesus.
Yes.
When he was about to die. He took water. He began to wash his disciples'
feet.
Why wash?
We believe you've been blessed by today's message. Join us same time next week for the continuation of this message. For more information, please contact us on +233 243 730 537. Worship with us at the Christian Council Auditorium, Osu. If you have never received salvation, if you have never received Jesus into your life, if you have never experienced this life of Christ we're talking about, then this is your moment. Say these words: O Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe He died to save me. I believe God raised Him from the dead, and He is alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life. From this day, and by my faith in Him, I receive eternal life into my heart and into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have eternal life now. I am a child of God. I am born again.